Now, some recent bad news for not only a number of North Dublin rivers and beaches, but also for our waterways nationwide. This came about following the first ever nationwide survey of Ireland's rivers, beaches and harbours that was carried out by Eyeball, Irish Business Against Litter. And I'm now joined by Conor Horgan from Eyeball to tell us all about it. A very good morning to you, Conor, and thanks for joining us.
It's a pleasure.
First of all, just to focus on Dublin's north side for the moment, tell us which beaches and rivers are to be named and shamed and how bad were they in terms of litter?
Well, Johnny, we have, when I say we, Antashka do the research for us because we're not experts on litter as such, and they grade sites according to five possible grades. There's litter black spots at the very bottom, and then there's clean to European norms at the top. Now, those North Dublin areas were typically placed in the moderately littered category. So that's one step short of clean. Those areas would include the beach at Skerries in Dublin, the beach at Port Marnock. Heavily littered was the River Talca at Ainslie Bridge. So, and that's just one step up from a litter black spot. So that would be our concern. We're not too worried about the moderately littered. We think they can be improved. But certainly we found across the country that almost 40% of the areas we examined were littered or worse. That's a bad result, and that's something that has to change.
Right. And nationwide, can you give us a brief round down of some of our beaches, harbours, rivers?
Yeah. Just to say, this is the first time that we examined coastal areas and waterways. For nearly 20 years, we've been looking at towns and cities. And typically, we find now that three quarters of towns and cities are deemed clean. By way of comparison, this survey of coastal areas showed that only 8% of areas were clean. They included the beach at Salt Hill in Galway, parts of the River Shannon at Longford and Leitrim, and Kinsale Harbour. In contrast, as I mentioned, 40% were littered or worse, the worst being Doolan Pier in Clare and parts of Cork Harbour. They were branded litter black spots. So all in all, not a positive picture.
What about British Bay? That littered in any moderate form?
British Bay in Wicklow was moderately littered. And again, you know, I would make certain excuses, if you like, for beaches and so forth, that, you know, they're subject to tides. Very hard to keep them clean in that regard. They've also had a very busy summer on our beaches here. That would have put strains on local authority to keep them clean all the time. Obviously, wind is a factor as well. So all in all, it would be hard to expect that all our beaches would be clean, but it's the ones that are littered or heavily littered that we need to be honing in on.
So is it true that according to the survey, only 4 of 50 areas surveyed were deemed clean by European
standards?
That's
right, and that is... that is disappointing. As I say, we're honing more on the bad sites, that 40% were bad or very bad. But, you know, when we started this 20 years ago with towns and cities, we had a similar result. And we saw great change over the years. And, you know, that was because we believe this name and shame mechanism works. 20 years ago, it would be hard for your listeners probably to remember, but, you know, the country was much more littered than it is now. And a group of businesses came together as Irish Business Against Litter and said, you know, we need to name and shame local authorities into getting serious with this topic. And what we found was the one thing that would motivate a county manager or a city manager to improve litter in their area was, you know, getting up on a Monday morning, seeing our chart showing that their town was one of the most littered in the country. You can be sure that within a year, it would be well up our league and no longer littered. And that's what's happened across the country. We've seen a transformation of areas like Swords, like Bray, like Tullamore, all of which were towards the foot of the league when we started. And in subsequent years, they climbed to the extent that they won the league in maybe 5 or 6 years later. So, you know, we were the baddies because we were delivering a message that hurt. And a lot of shopkeepers were saying, you know, you're compounding the problem by just, you know, exposing our town as being dirty. But it took that tough love, if you like, to bring about the transformation. And we're hoping to do similar now with coastal areas.
Yeah, you mentioned Brian. I was there about 6 weeks ago. And I have to say, I did notice a huge improvement in terms of litter. I was very surprised. So things are looking up.
Well, things are looking up. And, you know, I've often said, Johnny, that... you know, this sort of quiet revolution has happened without people noticing because, you know, you notice litter on a street, you don't necessarily notice the absence of litter.
Exactly, yeah.
But it is also a virtuous circle because what we've found, and there's data to support this, you're much more likely to litter on a littered street than you are on a clean street.
Exactly.
So if the local authority and the community can keep an area clean for a period, let's say a year, the chances of it reverting to a littered status is quite low.
Yes, and in fact, we have some interviews tomorrow on our Northside Today programme about some of our local beaches here on Dublin's North East that are subject to big clean-ups, in fact. So it's all
yes, I mean, yeah. You know, beaches are interesting. They're hard for the local authority to manage because obviously they're so weather-dependent. And, you know, we hear these horror stories. Thankfully, I don't have heard so many about North Dublin, but certainly in Cork, I heard them this year, that, you know, you have throngs of people all of a sudden coming to the beach on a weekend. There's all sorts of antisocial behaviour, and the place is a complete mess. That's hard for a local authority to react to. But especially because maybe for the rest of the summer then, there may be little activity on the beach because of weather. So, you know... I do temper the results. I know it was a negative picture overall, but actually our beaches fared probably better than we thought they would.
Okay. And what were the most common forms of litter found on our beaches and rivers?
Well, our real concern is plastics here. We're doing this for two reasons, Johnny. One of them is because, you know, coastal areas are important to people and they have a right to enjoy them in a clean environment. They're obviously part of our tourist product as well, so it's important we keep them clean. But we also wanted to highlight the area of marine litter, which is like a really big topic in environmental circles here now, that we are killing our oceans with the amount of plastic we have entering them each year. Plastics that don't biodegrade, that end up killing the fish. By 2050, it's estimated there'll be more plastic in the oceans than fish. And unfortunately, plastic is a substance. Not only does it endure and not degrade for a long time, but it's also, you know, it's very mobile. Wind means that plastic bottles very easily scatter to the point where on a small island like ours, you can take it that if you were to drop plastic, and that would include a cigarette butt, for example, which is plastic, if you were to drop that on any street in Ireland, the chances of it entering our oceans through the rivers or through wind is really high.
Right, okay. What about broken glass? Because that's a very dangerous form of litter on our beaches, especially with young children out playing.
It is, and it's not something that featured very highly among the litter types we came across. The most common types were cigarette butts, were sweet wrappers, were plastic bottles and cans. You're right, though, there's a particular threat posed by broken glass that it wasn't highlighted so much in our surveys, but it, you know, it should be clear to anybody the danger of leaving broken glass on a beach and how anyone would just leave it there is, you know, it's beyond comprehension.
Absolutely, and that goes way back, doesn't it? Back to the 70s and 60s. I know that some local communities, as mentioned earlier, are involved in the big clean-up, which is great, you know, but ultimately it shouldn't have to be done. Isn't there a strong need for more education about littering and also perhaps a lot more signage on our beaches?
Well, yeah, I think you make a good point there that, like, if it weren't for the voluntary work of, you know, coastal cleanup groups across the country, our beaches would be unrecognizable from the way they are today. We really depend on these volunteers to keep these areas clean. There's probably too much dependence by local authorities on them. Essentially, in many cases, all the local authority does is dispose of the rubbish that are collected by these groups. I think there is a case for, you mentioned signage, certainly. There's a case for more bins often. Now, local authorities don't like providing bins because they have to be managed and they have to be emptied. But that's not a reason not to provide them. you take the case of Doolin there, which I mentioned was the worst area. And if you know Doolin Pier, you know, its popularity has rocketed in recent years because of the Wild Atlantic Way. And there's lots of coaches coming in there on a daily basis because people are ferried out to the Aran Islands from that point. Now, I was there last week and thankfully it had cleaned up, but there are no bins there, essentially. So, you know, you have people coming off these coaches with wrappers and with bottles and really no place to put them. And, you know, if the Wild Atlantic Way is obviously a huge success, it's something we need to sustain. But, you know, we have to put a little bit of infrastructure in place to cope with the numbers it's attracting. And that means at a very basic level, bins and a system to empty them.
Yes, I was just going to mention that to you. And I was just going to mention Port Marnock Beach, for example, because I know it quite well. Like for its size and its population during the summer months, I have to say the number of bins provided, you can count them on one hand.
It is a cost to the local authority, but... But, you know, I think it's something they need to invest in. And sometimes you would question how monies are being used in the fight against litter. Just, I came across a shocking statistic there last week, Johnny, that across the country, we collect €900,000 a year in litter fines. The cost of the litter warden service is 10 times that. Now, can you imagine the clamping service working on that basis?
Absolutely.
That it would cost €10 million to run it and they only collect €1 million in clamping fines. You bet it's the very reverse.
Absolutely.
So, you know, that's not a good use of resources. It would be better providing bins that are emptied.
Absolutely. Yeah. And also, again, just to touch on Port Marnock, for example, and I know that this is more an organic situation, but still, there's one set of toilets to take, for example, and they are horrible toilets in Port Marnock, and it's just at the main entrance. No other toilets. So seriously, this leads to the public using the sand dunes to go to the loo.
Yeah, no, it's true. And again, look, some of it does come back to the fact that the use is fairly sporadic. If you were to put in place enough toilets to cope with beach use at peak times, it would be an enormous expense, allowing for the fact that maybe 51 weeks of the year they wouldn't be used at all. I'm not saying that's the case with Port Marnock, but you know, we have to find a middle ground there. I actually think when you talk about education, I actually think that we've really come on as a nation, and certainly, like, I don't litter. I presume you don't litter, Johnny. Previous generations littered with a much greater nonchalance than the current generation. And young people are being brought up now to realise that litter isn't just something unsightly. It actually does have this impact on the environment. And I'm confident that the litter problem is going to become less and less because people just won't litter.
Couldn't agree more, Conor. And thanks again for joining us today, unless there's anything else you'd like to add before we finish up.
No, that's a pleasure, John. I look forward to being back on the show maybe with improved results the next time we do this survey.
And I'm sure we will. Conor, all the best. Have a great day and take care.
Thank you now.
Cheers. Now, that was Conor Horgan from Eyeball, Irish Business Against Litter, telling us about the heavily littered beaches and rivers on Dublin's north side and also nationwide.